All right, folks, welcome to episode 19 of the Off Center Archers. I'm Anthony.
This is Stephanie.
And today we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff that's been going on and why we missed like 2 weeks of recording and whatnot.
Well, technically it's like 3 weeks.
Okay, whichever.
February is a shorter month, so technically you could probably, it's like 3 weeks. I don't think anyone's really counting.
Okay.
Until our popularity has gotten maybe higher.
Our popularity has gotten higher, yes, I wish. So, a lot has gone on. Like we were joking around in the last one we recorded. I actually did get the PSC Inertia.
Yes, you did get your new toy.
Yes, I have my new toy. And I absolutely love it.
Oh, that's right. You were trying to keep me to secrecy.
Yeah. Well, you can like, I was trying to give it away. And a half questions last time.
Well, because I didn't really know about it. And, you know, I'm kind of just finding out about certain things. And so I was asking your basic questions. And you were
asking every question.
Basic.
Oh yeah, basic.
Like where did you find it and what kind of bow and how much? It's usually your basic questions.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So, but yes, I did pick it up and keep in mind it was brand new. So, not used, not fired, still has the older PSC model. It's a 2016 instead of a 2007.
Well, I'm saying that's why you got it for so cheap.
Yes, I got it for $400, so I got the $799 Inertia for $400.
Yeah. Oh, which I will post pictures up on the website. This month has been kind of busy, so I have to update our website. So I'll post up pictures, I'll post up another video that you took. Well, not you took, but someone else took.
Well, that's already on the Facebook page.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's always good to have on there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it's a fantastic bow. I transferred everything over that I had from the Bear to this bow. So the Peak Sight got transferred over. The True Glow Updraft got transferred over.
Which stabilizers are you using?
Well, before on the Crux, I had the 9-inch already. But instead now, I have a 12-inch stabilizer out front. Same the static, same exact style. So I have the 12-inch static out front. I have an Apex stabilizer adapter. Basically, it's a wrist sling with a sidebar adapter built into it.
Right.
So now my 9-inch is my sidebar and the 12's out front.
Now, which one did I use?
You have the 9.
Oh, okay, so since you went to the range,
The second 9-inch one showed up already.
Oh, that's right. You ordered a second one.
Right.
Okay.
So your 9-inch, your bow is complete now. You have a 9-inch already in your case.
Right.
With all the green accents and everything on it to match your bow.
Mm-hmm.
And then my bow is pretty much blacked out. I mean, it's like everything except the string. Everything is black. This thing is murder black.
No, it has red in it.
The string is red.
But you have red in it. I mean, you have red accents and stuff.
Yeah, the grip is red. But even the vibration dampeners that come on it from PSE, normally they're red to match the string and the grips. For some reason, mine are black.
Yeah, but you have more red in it than you're making it out to be. I mean,
well, it'd be nice if the vibration dampeners were red. But I don't care. I got it for $400. I got a brand new high-end Pro Series from PSE for $400, which is
I mean, these are deals that if you're just getting started in or you're curious about getting into archery or hunting or whatever the case may be, don't buy your newest model in the store. Don't buy the brand new version out. Look for people that or companies that are selling like last year's model. It's kind of like a car lot. The minute that the new ones come out,
the new hotness comes out.
The minute the new ones come out, the ones from the previous seasons drop in price because they're not as popular. People want the new ones, or if they already have the old ones, they're upgrading. So I mean, look for Dean's. It's not the in one right now. It's not the in style or the most popular because it's the newest. You know, mine was on clearance that I got.
Yes, yours was.
Because it was the older style. Who cares, though? If you're just starting out, instead of you dropping, you know, $800-$900, you could drop, you know, half of that.
Right.
Mine cost, How much?
$250
Yeah, $250 I mean, that's
Stinger X.
That's bare.
And it was also a 2015 model.
Yeah, 2015 model. It works great. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not a one that was returned for a defect or something like that, and they're trying to resell it.
Brand new tags are still on it. We have the PSE box. Well, we had it. But, I mean, it came with the sticker, the instruction manual. Everything was included,
so it was new. It's kind of an example that, you know, Anthony's been shooting for years and years and years and years and years and years.
Oh, we can hear the echo. Where's the hallway? Years and years and years.
But, you know, he doesn't need to spend all this money on, you know, new bows and, you know, the newest model, and he wanted to try a different one, so he found an older model, and you get it for a good deal.
Right. And just so everybody knows, now since I actually have the bow, and it's already in my possession, I'll actually tell you where I got it from. If you go on eBay right now, the same guy has three more bows listed, and the prices are disgusting. His name is Deer Hunter, Deer Hunter 2029. He has an inertia.
Spelled?
It's all one word. Deer Hunter 2029.
No, I'm just making sure because some people have like weird spellings because the name is taken. It's spelled just
it's
as
literally
it is.
Deer Hunter, yes.
Okay.
So 2029. And right now, if you check out his store, he has a couple items up for sale. All are a really good price. The inertia, just like I have, but now, of course, he has it in the Skullworks 2 camo. I mean, brand new, $500. 65-pound full throttle and 29-inch draw. Of course, this guy puts my draw length up after I buy another bow.
Yeah, you'll live.
But that's $425. That's a $1,000 bow.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he has a 70-pound carbon air on there for $750, which is disgusting. Because that's basically a $1,500 bow about.
Well, but it's good. I mean, it shows you that.
I mean, yeah, you can find the deals if you're willing to look.
You just have to look. You can't be lazy about it. You can't just want to start, so you go into the nearest sporting goods store near you, and then walk up to the wall and say, "Oh, I want that one," and buy everything that you need with it. Drop $1,000, get into the range, and find out, hey, you know what? I really don't like this. Because guess what? You can't just return it. It doesn't work like that.
No. Actually, his thing actually says no returns.
Well, yeah, you can't have everything set up and then just say, oh, you know what? I changed my mind. I'm just going to return everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's not exactly how it works. So you want to spend less money, try it out, like it, and then really figure out what you like and then save up for the pieces that you want that are, you know,
going to be your thing. Yeah, and go after what you want to get.
So back to your bow.
All right. So basically, like I said, the stabilizers are there. I now have a sidebar, which is the 9-inch static. It's an interesting bow. I mean, the slide bar that moves your cables out of the way, it kind of scares me a bit.
It's because weird.
It's their new style where it flexes. So as you draw back, it actually, the cables move in. So, when you first look at it, and I had to do some research on it, and I'm like, okay, it snaps out of the way when you fire, so it's not going to rip my veins right off my arrows. It's different. I'm not used to it. You're used to, like, the solid bar that stays in the way. But other than that, I mean, it's quiet.
Yeah, it is quiet.
It's extremely fast. It's a 348 foot per second IBO bow. So, it throws my FMJ, my 300 spine FMJs, like it's nothing. And just so everyone knows, I also actually finally decided to have my arrows weighed. They're heavy. They're 518 grams a piece. So this thing is throwing these arrows. Right now, I'm going to say somewhere around like 290 now that I know the weight. James wants me to call him next time I come to the range.
Mm-hmm.
He wants me to give him like an hour leeway. He wants to set the chronograph up that he has. He wants to know how fast this thing is.
Oh, they actually have one.
Yeah. He said they have one.
I didn't know that.
He actually approached. I didn't even think about asking.
Oh, and
he
that's our Bowtech. Yeah, again, James for and Matt, wondering.
Which we repeatedly mentioned. He said to make sure I give him a call like an hour ahead of time because mm-hmm. He said it takes him about a half hour to set up. But even Matt's like, I'll set it up. I don't care. He's down. They want to see how fast it shoots. But he also asked me to bring my carbons because he knows I still have my carbons.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to think. I'm like, I thought I cut those for mine.
No, you have my Beeman carbons. Yeah. I have the Gander, which are basically carbon express arrows.
I have the ones that cement themselves into the block.
That's any carbon.
No.
You shoot a carbon into a block target, they don't come out.
Mine are just... I love aluminum.
They slide right out, no problem. So... yeah, <geez. laughs>
Sorry.
It's horrible. Yeah, here we go with the jokes again. So, yeah, I have to give him a call ahead of time, and he's going to set the chronograph up. We're going to see how fast she throws the FMJs, and then we're gonna weigh and see how fast it shoots the carbons.
We'll have to get some video of that.
Yes, yes. We got to definitely get some more videos.
Ah, wait. Side note. So we've been looking at slow motion videos.
Yes.
And... If any of the couple people that are listening, if you know anything about cameras and slow motion ones that you've had experience with,
nothing crazy expensive.
Nothing. We're looking for something more budget friendly to start out with. That for starter cameras, slow motion, good price for and a good quality for what you're paying for. Obviously, you're not going to have the top quality, low price. Maybe comment. Something either on our page or our Facebook or any of the lines of communication.
Yeah, well, that we have Facebook, out there. Facebook, Instagram.
Twitter, well, Facebook will probably be used. No, ignore Twitter. Facebook was probably like the easiest.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But nice yeah, too. Leave a comment because we're kind of shopping around, but we really are kind of like on a budget until we figure out.
And I'm not really looking like for a crazy camera too. I'm not looking for something that does 4K and 5,000 frames
maybe
a second.
Eventually down the line when we kind of know what we like, what we don't like when it comes to cameras, but I still have any suggestions. But we will I'll have to find something for video when we do that.
Yeah.
We'll do that next weekend. I could always just take it with my phone and use the app, the slow motion app.
Yeah, we have the ones that slow them down, but I mean, it's not. I mean, geez, even the which one I mentioned, I met a couple of guys at the range. His phone did a way, way faster slow shot than ours, even with our Galaxy set at 60 frames a second.
Hmm.
So I don't know if maybe it's just the Apple app itself that's much, much faster.
Maybe.
Because we only get the slow, even with one of the best apps that I downloaded today. I only get it to slow down to 0.3 of its original speed.
Well, Apple's always been kind of ahead of Android when it comes to art, design programs, media.
Oh, media, audio.
Stuff like that. So, I mean, that's probably one of the reasons why. But maybe I'll find something on Amazon. I got a nice gift card to Amazon.
We'll see what we find.
We'll see what we do. So, but that's good. I didn't realize they had a... how do you say it again?
What?
To check the speed.
What do you mean to check the speed? Oh, chronograph.
Thank you.
Chronograph, yes. It's for shooting the arrows. I'm thinking speed is second.
No, my bad. No. I didn't realize he actually had one.
Yeah, they have one there. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's like,
it's weird.
Hopefully we get, a couple things going this week.
We'll have to bring Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, we got to bring him a
Starbucks
couple
day.
Coffees. Yeah. If he's going to do that for me, we definitely got to hook him up.
We'll throw an extra shot in there.
Jesus, he'll be all wound up like crazy. Can you guys throw a double shot in each one? What?
Oh, jeez.
Heart attack.
Oh, yeah, I know. I don't want to do that. God, no.
So, but I mean, it shoots really good. It's very consistent. I had it sighted in within, I would say sighted in plus the center fire adjustment on the Auris done. Within a half hour.
Yeah.
Up to 30 yards.
It was...
No problem.
It was pretty quick for you. So,
But it's definitely, I mean, it's fast, and the speed difference is completely noticeable compared to my Bear. The vibration is way, way less. It overall, it shoots better.
Now, are you selling the Bear?
I have intentions. I have it listed right now. No one's getting hits on it. So I'm not going to let it just sit there. So maybe if we get some other stuff in, some either other sites, I'll start toying with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Or go back and forth between bows, because the Crux is considered a mid-range bow, being, you know, when we originally got it, it was just over 500. So it's like that mid-range person who's willing to throw a little bit more at a bow when they first get into it. It's pretty much equivalent to, like, I would probably, like, PSC-wise, it's probably what's about, like, the cost of the Brute ready-to-shoot package, which is about 500.
Okay.
So that bow and the Brute are comparable to each other. You know, much more violent. I mean, they're not, like, you could tell my bow that I have now is, like, the Pro Series. Like I said, it's quiet.
Right.
I mean, it fires like a bullet. It just has like a more top end style feel to it, but it's not that I'm not accurate with the Bear. I was just as accurate with the Bear.
Yeah, your accuracy. It's not like your accuracy changed.
Right. So you're that's still the thing the I want to like kind of show is that even though I have the Pro Series bow, granted I didn't pay the Pro Series price for the bow, that when you get into shooting archery, it's not going to really matter which one you have. It's going to come down to you. It's you shooting.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, you know, that's obvious. Just because you buy the bow that's supposed to do X, you know, X, Y, Z better than the other bow doesn't mean it's going to make your aiming better or make you any more steadier or
the shot, not the bow.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to comfort, speed, that's when the premium comes in to the Pro Series.
Well, yeah, those are the added features that are adding on to, you know, whatever skill level you're already at.
Oh, yeah, shooting. Absolutely. Well, that's what I mean, like, that's where the premium of that all comes in, because a lot of bows do 320 feet a second, 316 feet a second.
Except my bow.
Yours is 316. Well, if you were at 70 pounds, yours would do that.
Yeah. No, I'm not at 70 pounds.
Yeah, I know. You're at 50.
Yep.
That's still fine. It doesn't matter. You want me to find you a full throttle at 50 pounds?
No. Yeah. I only want the next one. If I move up, there's only one.
Well, which one is that?
The one.
The one.
The one.
What's that?
The one.
What one?
The new PSE.
Oh, you want an Evolve.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, I know. I don't blame you for wanting the Evolve.
That one's nice. I saw a guy that, I mentioned this before, and we saw him shooting it at the range, and that thing is, what do you say the let-off was?
90%.
Yeah, some insane.
He had his set to 90%.
Yeah, that's insanity.
Because it has a module on that adjusts not only your draw length, there's the second module that adjusts your let-off. So you can set it to 80% or 90%. And he had his set to the 90.
I'd have mine set to the 90.
Oh, I know you would.
Sit there all day long.
Yep, pretty much.
Wow, yep. But again, kids, this shows that I have restraint. I probably won't get it until it's the past season. And then I'll get it for a cheaper price.
This year, it's the new system with the Evolve cam and everything. That's not going anywhere. I mean, they know they hit gold when they made that cam.
Yeah, but they'll come out with a different print or style or the print or the color.
You snag a 2017 and, look, the 2018 is the same bow.
Doesn't matter.
I got it for mine for half price, though. Brand new.
Yeah, they'll still mark it down because it was a 2017.
That's fine.
Like, the pattern went out of style. Or the color is nothing.
God forbid the pattern. Oh, that's right, yeah, because now they're on Skullworks 2.
Some people, that's what they go for. They have the money to throw around.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, so that'll be my next one.
All right, so we're going to have to plan on getting you an Evolve.
I like another year.
Okay, fine. Minimum. That's fine.
At least.
I don't care. No, the year sounds good. You're a good shot.
I know.
So, the scene.
Well, I've been getting better.
Right.
I've been getting better.
And they sell the Evolve And that's when you're going to decide, do you want to...
To evolve.
That's pretty good. No, do you want a 50-pound max bow or do you want a 60-pound max bow? This way you can go between 50 and 60 on the 60-pounder.
Yeah, why would I go to...
No, like right now you have a 70-pound bow. You just, the 70-pound bow is just way overboard.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever go to 70 pounds.
So we can get you the 60-pound one, turn the bolts out a couple. You'll be right at 50. God only knows, you could probably, with the 90-pound lead off, with the 90-pound, 90% lead off,
if you had can a 90 probably pound,
turn that thing to 55 pounds.
If you had a 90-pound lead off, you'd be like pulling 100 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be ridiculous.
That would be awesome.
If me pulled that, I think you would try and pull higher because you couldn't let your wife pull you.
Not at all.
that would be an embarrassment
to
all
just,
men.
Just a tiny bit. Just a tad.
It'd squish your ego just a little bit.
Yep. But all right. So
Goals. Goals in life.
So what? All right. Then we'll plan on getting you or working up to getting you the Evolve.
Yeah. Hey, what did we on our trip last weekend? What was throwing off my shots? Remember, we went to, I had my 30 marked on my sight.
Right.
And it was off, it was off, it was off.
Your and arrow then, rest moved.
Yeah.
The drop cable moved.
Yeah. That's right. You had to
it
tighten,
slid
right?
up the limb because it's held on by like a little sticky tab. Because we haven't, I still have to find a good set of limb locks.
Yeah, so the actual drop away, the rest wasn't...
All the way up.
All the way, well, all the way down, technically.
Oh, yeah, sorry, all the way down.
It was all the way down, so that's
another...
The arrows
were, the fletching was just touching.
Yeah, so
it
was
causing the arrow
off.
Nosedive.
So I had to re-sight in my 30 yards. So if you have a drop away, same deal. I suggest always, every time you go to shoot it, just make sure that it didn't move or it's not, like, inching its way.
Inspect your bow.
Yeah. Because it's, I mean, we inspect them, but with something like that, if it's working or it's, you know, it's doing what it's supposed to, then you really don't think about it. But it was just up enough.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, the glue on the stick-on tab was just sliding little by little.
So you don't really notice it, and then when my shots were completely off, and I'm like, okay, they're in the same spot, but they're all off, but I sighted in my bow. Because you fixed something else on it. You did something else, and I was like, there's something wrong. And that's when you figured...
No, I just looked over the bow, and we adjusted a couple things.
And, The rest wasn't falling. It wasn't going down all the way. Mm-hmm. It was still kind of up, so it was hitting.
It was touching the fletchings on the way through.
Yeah, just enough that it was throwing them off. So, well, live and learn.
Oh, yeah.
You figure it out.
It's the whole process of the shooting.
Yeah.
But that's why now, I mean, they have the limb mount instead of little stick-ons. But a lot of times they're hard to find as a separate piece to buy.
Now, how would that mount on, though, without...
It clamps on to the one arm. And then you run the cord through it, and you bolt the cord in place.
The clamp doesn't do damage over time?
No. The clamp is rubber-lined.
Okay, because I'm just thinking of it getting pressure on and off of it as you're shooting.
No.
Over time, it would, like, the rubbing?
No. It's supposedly they're just fine.
Okay.
They have them where they mount to both arms at once, or you could just do the one arm if you need.
Hmm.
So, but I have to find a decent set to get them done this way, because I want it on both of our bows. I want a more solid,
like, secure
mount for that rip cord to go from the rest to the limb.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense. So, well, what else was what else went on? The peep sights.
Yes, we have new peep sights coming in that we wanted to try out.
Yep. So, they're called Precision... Wait, hold on.
Precision Peeps.
It's called Precision Peeps.
Company out of Colorado.
Yeah, they're out of Colorado. Colorado. I don't know where that came from. Don't look at me like that. So, they're basically... Okay, so you have your little Cheerio... And it has, it looks like a site, like a single pin site. Because it has, it looks like it has its own little pin. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea, from what we've been looking at, is that it gives you another, okay, hold on, before I go any further and really mess this up. So, in the past, we've talked about with me with anchor points.
Right.
And my anchor point is, like, depending on the day, is either on point or completely all over the place. Like,
yes,
all over. What this is supposed to do, at least what I've been reading, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that it's supposed to give you a second point of making sure that you're centered.
Right.
In with your sight. So, not only do you have your, like me, I have my single pin sight, and then my this peep sight will actually have its own pin. So you just, if you're lined up together, pin to pin,
you're straight.
Then you're straight. So technically, it kind of fixes the wandering anchor point.
Right.
The wanderer. Well, because
the main idea of a peep sight is you look aperture to aperture.
Right.
Which is basically the ring of your peep to the ring of your housing.
Mm-hmm.
So what this does is it gives you another reference on top of that. So you can quickly hit your anchor point, aperture to aperture, and then line the pins up.
Right.
And then you should be right on the money.
Yeah. So it's kind of like your discount double check, but it's a anchor double check.
Your discount double check? Wow.
For all you Progressive fans.
That's State Farm.
Oh, State Farm. Never mind.
God. It's State Farm, yes.
Is it State Farm?
Yeah, yes, it's State Farm, yes.
Okay, never mind.
Because what's his name from the Green Bay Jake Packers was the spokesman.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Jake from State Farm.
Yep. Sorry, Jake from State Farm. If you're listening. And no, we don't even have State Farm insurance. We booted their ass a while ago.
No. Yeah, so it's a double check. So we ordered two.
Yep.
Because they're not expensive. It's like $25 or $24. $24 for each peep. So I mean, honestly, $24.99. So it's not really on the higher end range. I mean, I guess if you look at it from just the for the peep site itself, it's like $25. It's like for a little Cheerio, I guess.
Yeah, but they cost normally. It is full metal. It's not a piece of nylon.
Yeah, but we usually get ours for free.
Well, that's because we're always buying stuff and always having stuff installed.
I know.
So, you know. It's like, here, I need you to do another set of arrows again. Yeah.
But honestly, like, in all, when you're looking to upgrade parts in your bow and you're looking for these new products to try, I mean, splurging on $25 is not really in whole. Is not on the high side. It's your lower end.
Especially not
end.
When it comes to archery.
Yeah. So $25 is not going to break the bank, especially to try it out. One other thing that I particularly like on their site is that they put their front runner color as green.
Of course, because everything of yours is green.
Lovely metallic green. Everything is green.
And yes, we do have a green one coming for yours, yep. And I have a red one coming for the PSE.
And mine's above yours.
Yes, yes. Yours, yeah, it's yep. Green then red.
Mm-hmm. Mine's still above yours.
Oh, oof.
Mine's still first.
You're going to pat yourself on the back for someone else's website.
Yep.
And by the way, actually also, since we mentioned that we're going to try these out, after we posted the fact that we're going to try them out, they actually got in contact with us because we want to try their product out. And very nice people. I mean, gave me the whole rundown of the manufacturing and through the processes of what they've tried. I mean, very, very super thorough, awesome people to talk to.
Well, you know, the thing I've noticed between when you won the EZV site.
Yeah, yeah.
And they sent us.
And Aaron's cool, very, very cool.
Right,
too.
Well, they sent us the inserts for my bow so I could try it out.
Yep, they did.
And with you getting in touch with these people,
mm-hmm.
which
well,
you
they
know,
got
these...
actually in touch with us first after I posted that I was
yeah,
ordering
yeah.
them.
Well, that's what I thought I said that way. Okay. No, okay. Anyway, you know, it's nice to see with smaller companies that are either just starting out or they're just staying small, or they still want to get in touch with people that use their product. Like, they're still kind of involved with all of their customer base. I mean, you know, when you start getting bigger, you kind of, some companies lose touch a little bit.
Some?
Yeah. It's harder to get out of that, you know. You can't really, once you get a huge amount of customer base, it's hard to get one-on-one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So it's kind of nice to actually see some of these companies that are just starting out and to catch some of these new products to come out and, you know, see firsthand, you know, where they're coming from, where they're starting. So if they do get bigger,
that's one of the other things that we like doing, though, is that we like to try out the new stuff.
Yeah.
The you know, it's like the EZV site. I was dying to try the EZV site out because, shit, there's no pins. If this works, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
You know,
it's that whole
trend of staying away from the normal stuff. Everyone's like, oh, it pins. Everything is got to have a regular peep site, or you have this person's into the rubber band drawing. Yeah, but it's like I said to them on the phone today when I spoke to them.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I like about their product and the thing I liked about the EZV site that Aaron and those guys make, it's not traditional. Why is it cool for the manufacturer of the bow and everyone flips their shit when they make a product, this new cam brings 35% more kinetic energy and all this other shit, which is true. Mm-hmm. I mean, these engineers are some smart freaking people making all this stuff. And I can look at the cam and be like, oh, this is why this cam works, just because of the knowledge I have of that type of shit.
Right.
But why, when it comes to accessories, is it not have that same, like, privilege of saying, this is some cool shit? Why doesn't it have that? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Because people still like their little comfort zone. So if they're going out and they're trying only one part that's kind of different, like hence the bow.
Right.
If their accessories on the bow are still what they're comfortable with, it's like, oh, okay. They can get used to it a little bit easier. It's still that like safe zone. It's like a safety blanket. You know, a lot of people don't want to venture off too far from it because, you know, if they've become really good shot with their setup, some people are afraid that if they venture off, they're going to lose that. And some people are too focused in on, you know, hitting bullseyes all day long or, target. And it's just the mentality of, you know, venturing out of your comfort zone. Some people just don't want to.
Yeah, but people don't want to even try stuff. That's what I mean. That's what drives me nuts. Not everyone. No,
it's not that it's everyone,
but it's just, it's the mainstream thing, you know.
But you know what? That's the whole idea of a company taking a chance and succeeding. You know, the EZV site, we got these inserts, and I was skeptical at first. And that's,
oh, yeah.
Well, because that was my honest reaction.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And then when we got it and I tried it, my reaction was a genuine, honest reaction to it.
Oh, shit, it works. Works good, too.
Yeah, it works. And, I mean, we still have to take it out for hunting. I mean, that's not until next season. So it's only been on the target for it. But, you know, it went from, well, I don't know, to, oh, shit, it actually works. Like, the design works.
Right, yeah.
And then it goes from us trying it, and then other people here, and then they try it, and then it kind of snowballs into something that could get even bigger or lead to a design of something different or lead to that's like the site, you know, something like this could lead into maybe other companies saying, oh, well, if this works, then maybe we can start thinking of other additional anchor points to make it easier to line up instead of just your, you know, trying to get your one anchor point and center up. I mean, it doesn't always have to be just this design. It could lead into other ideas of, oh shit, we could do this, or oh well, they got the idea and it can lead to this. So I mean, it's good to have an open mind.
I agree.
So I mean,
I think that's what me and you have. We have the open mind of saying, this looks pretty cool, let's try it.
Yeah. You know, I don't always jump into things saying like, oh, this must work before I even try it. I wait, and then I try it, and then I have my opinion.
Right.
So, you know, it's always good to be skeptical, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, things. Absolutely.
Because not every new design out there is going to be a hit, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, I totally agree.
So.
Especially, like, with our sites, I think this will work really well because both of our sites are vertical pins.
Yeah.
So this won't, if you have horizontal pins, you're now going to have a rough reference from the bottom plus your pins from the side.
Or, I don't know if it's...
It's grooved for the string. You can't turn it sideways.
Ah, you saw where I was going.
Yes, I saw exactly where you were going.
But, think about it. If they designed one...
For horizontal strings,
and put the pin coming from the side of the peep. Obviously, you'd have to dictate lefty righty.
Right. Well, no, that shouldn't matter.
Mm.
If it's sideways, you just flip it.
But if it's grooved for the strings, wouldn't that matter?
You'd literally flip it over 180, like on its back for lefty.
Oh, so yeah, the sides will still stay the same.
You flip it front to back for lefty to right-handed.
Yeah, but I didn't think of that. Anyway, so. If they actually came out with one for horizontal, then that might... You think that would work?
Oh, I'm sure it would.
Hmm. If you guys are listening and you do that and it works, let us know. Because that was so my idea. But the way I've been... My batting average with ideas have been like 10 years behind... Like my whole idea of like, wonder if there was a storage space, but for online. And yeah,
the cloud. Yeah,
cloud.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of behind the times.
But yeah, so that'd be one of the products here that we're going to be getting that we want to try.
Mm-hmm.
I want to actually try out the new TrueGlow ArrowRest. There's a new one out. Kind of like mix, looks like a mixture of the rest we have, the updrafts, mixed with the QAD fork style one.
Mm.
I don't remember the name of it offhand.
I haven't seen it.
I will show it to you right now because it's in my top views on eBay.
And oh, you're definitely
the Lockfire.
What?
Hmm. So, very cool. It's not a vertical stance for the ArrowRest, which usually, from what I've read, when it's on an angle like this, and even from the videos that I've watched from John Dudley, and he's just a guru, an unreal guru when it comes to this type of stuff.
Yes.
When it's on an angle, it creates less drag on the arrow because it slides across it easier. Whereas with ours, that's why we have to constantly change out the insert on the updraft because the arrow eats it because it's sitting vertical. So it's actually eating its way down. Now, when it's on an angle, since the angle's steep, it slides across it easier.
It's less resistance.
Right, it's less drag. So they made this new one, and apparently, like, you can hit the button on it and flip it up, and it'll pre-hold the arrow rest, and when you pull back, it unlocks itself and does all this nifty stuff.
Now, but with that, the only issue is with your previous arrow rest, the G5.
Right.
That the button to raise it up, and it started to not work right.
It started to stick, right.
Do you think that would that problem you'd run into with that one, too?
For this one, I don't think so, because it's not a vertical arrow. Like, when you push the button on the G5 in, it was two different directions. Like, you were pushing forward to get the button to work, and then the arrow rest was dropping down. So they were, like, at a T with each other, the mechanisms. Whereas this... Everything's in one line. So you're just turning the arm to lift the arm.
But you'd have to do that for every shot.
Every shot, yeah. No, if you don't want to, you don't have to. It's like if you're sitting in a tree stand, you could have the arrow sitting on there and literally pick your bow up off the hook, and the arrow's already locked in place, ready to fire. It's not bouncing around in the containment arrow rest.
Okay, so the purpose of that is basically for that kind of scenario.
Or, yeah, pretty much.
Okay, because I was going to say, you know, the setup that I have, I don't have to do that every shot.
No, we don't have to do it at all with ours, because we have the whale tail stuff.
That's what I'm saying. So why would you want to move to an arrow rest where you'd have to do an extra step every shot?
I know.
And then if you forget, and it's your shots off, and it's just like shit, and I gotta push button, and
See, this is the apprehension we talk about with her, with any sort of new product until she tries it.
No, it's not an apprehension. I'm just thinking of a point of view of a lot of other people out there. It's just, we have to play, you know, good cop, bad cop. You know, you're like, yay, it's everything. Woohoo. And I'm like, well,
I just see how it can benefit. That's all.
Okay. And then I could see how you might be like, eh, not really. Don't like it.
Okay. No, it's true, though.
It's always good to have both sides. That's why we make a good
team, though, when it comes to this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's for sure.
So, yeah. I mean, it's something you got to try out.
Yeah, it'd be one of those things I want to try out. Like, obviously, I still want to try out. I want to try out a Quaid.
Or Quad, what?
Or however you spell it, Q-A-D.
What are you even talking about?
It's another arrow. It's the actual arrow rest that would normally look like that. The ripcord and all of them. Like, that dude had the red arrow rest that he would, like, flick it and it would hold the arrow in place and then it would drop out of the way.
No.
No. Okay, forget it.
No clue. I have no idea what you're even talking about. All right,
if anybody's
right
listening, the other arrows I want to try are like the Apache from NAP. I want to try the...
this Christmas list.
Like a ripcord.
Santa, I would like.
Oh, Jesus. And obviously, eventually the Elevate from Knock On.
Yeah, which that's is money.
Which is ridiculous. It's not really money. I mean, it's really three arrow rests in one.
I know. But we also discuss for archers on a budget.
Yes, yes, I know.
So.
Yes.
That, you know what? Because it's designed by someone who knows their shit.
Hardcore, too.
That's something that when you've tried out a couple other things and you definitely know if you make a purchase, like a larger purchase, whether it be his or anyone else's, you know that what you're getting, you're going to like. And yeah. It's not like taking a chance on something that you've never kind of, you don't really have an idea about. And you end up like, eh, I really didn't like it kind of thing.
Well, the thing that I'm like looking forward to now is like, I've used like a Sherlock site a long time ago.
Right.
Like long, long still in business? Time ago. Yes, still they're around? Still in business. Actually, they're one of the premier sites for target shooters. Yes.
Well, I just have to question because, I mean, it's been like, what, how many decades?
Count yes, them? I've been shooting for a while. Yes, yes.
Do we I need an extra hand to get a decade? Around
the fact that I'm old. Yes, yep. Thanks. Yep. No, but what I found interesting is that, like we mentioned, Dudley, him and Levi Morgan are designing a site together for Sherlock.
Yeah. Wait, weren't they also designing a release, too, together?
No, no. Levi Morgan did the release for True Fire, which is the Seer. And John has his Silverback and his Knock to It
releases. Well, he designed the release for them because didn't he get... go back to being sponsored by...
By True Fire.
By True Fire.
Right.
Mm.
So, which I believe it's March now. So the Seer comes out in a month. So that'll be another thing I want to try.
Yeah. You know,
back tension release, which...
Yeah, I've never tried one of those.
Yeah, I'm very hesitant on it too. I'm hoping one day at the range we run into Magic. I want to see if he'll let me... try his true... what the hell does he have? No, True Ball HT or something he has.
Oh.
I want to see if I could try that out.
Yeah. Well, how much do those run anyway? The back tension?
The True Fires run about 130. They're all about the same price.
Okay, so about the same price as the other ones. Yeah, it's about 130, 140. Okay.
So they're all of those are pretty much the same price. Mm. The adjustable click. So it's, you know, you learn a lot of stuff about your shooting and... your motion and all that stuff. And
we knew what happened when I tried the forefinger first.
Yeah, it almost went flying down the range.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't used to it. It was very awkward for the first one. You did good, though.
I mean, you do some fucking damage with it now.
Yeah, because I got used to it. But that first shot was just...
Oh, I thought that. I was like, oh, bananas. Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm like, she's going to let the release go, and it's going to fly through the bow. It's going to destroy the sight. I'm going to have to fix so much shit. Fuck.
Yeah. Well, I know that once that arrow is back, I can't, like, I'm like, I just gotta let it go. Just let it release.
It is what it is. I mean, but we still have, like, a bunch of stuff that we want to try out.
Yeah. And then, I think, let's see, releases, the sights, your new bow. I think that's pretty much the new stuff we're doing right now.
Yeah, we got the new peep sites coming. I ordered both of ours express shipped. So we'll have them before next weekend, ready for next weekend's run at the range. So we'll have those installed and everything for next Saturday night or evening or afternoon or whenever the hell we go to the range.
Yeah.
So I want to really give them two weekends worth of time because I don't want to, you know, like we've been doing pretty much. We've been always running 2 weeks on whatever we try out before we really give our honest opinion of it.
Yeah, because it also depends on the day and...
Yeah, did you go to the range and just have a real shit day from the get-go?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on a lot of things. It's not always what we're trying out. It could be, you know, right. Us. It's me, not you.
Jesus Christ. There's the married jokes.
It's me, not you.
But even like, well, this week you weren't feeling well, so I went to the range for a little bit by myself.
Yeah, so that's all right.
Met some very, very cool people. There's now a video up on a short video. It's like 15 seconds.
Well, hence the slow-mo cameras.
Yes. This is where the slow-mo camera that we were talking about comes into play. He took a slow-motion camera shot of me from behind shooting.
And which he can't get enough of watching himself.
I think it's cool.
Hey, look
you
at
watched
this.
The
look
arrow rest drop
look
out
at
of
me
the
shooting.
Way.
Look.
You
look.
See the nocturnal knock turn on. It looks like a green tracer round flying down the lane.
Look, did you see my form? Did you see me shooting? Look at me.
Oh, shit.
Look at me.
Make me sound like a total asshole.
Watch me.
I am not that type of person at all. My God. Jesus.
Nah, I'm just joking. He only said it like five times. 10 times.
Oh, whatever. But very, very cool people. I believe it was actually a Father and a Son. I believe it was. And second week shooting, you know, gave him a couple tips, you know, don't death grip the bow.
Yeah, basics.
And your normal, like, stuff, follow through. He showed me a video. Like I said, I believe it was a Father and a Son. He showed me the video of the older gentleman shooting his bow, and I noticed right away the string had an immense amount to play after he fired it in a slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
Check the bows out. Okay, the cable stops are not in the correct locations. They adjusted those, and
your little tweakings.
Yeah, like little half hour, you know, a little here, there. All right, what about this? And try this, and try this.
It's, right.
You know, get them more comfortable. And, you know, the grip thing they said right away made a huge difference. You know, I explained the whole support the bow skeletally, not muscular-wise.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it the correct way, you'll no longer have that jitter. Their groups got a lot tighter. Recommended, like, things about the follow-through. Make sure your arm goes straight back. You know, don't pull the bow back. And when it hits the stop, continue to pull like a maniac. You don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
Get it to your stopping. Get it to the cable stops. Set your anchor, get yourself focused, and apply light pressure as you pull through your shot, and then your arm will flow back straight like it should. So it was like a little, you know, and I mean the mood in the range was fantastic. I mean, everyone's very social, everyone's smiling, laughing, everyone's rotating shots.
Yeah, I hate when you get that guy in there. It's just you could see the black cat, the black cloud above him.
I have the flyer here somewhere.
Mm.
There's also an organization up here in the area, and they do a lot of stuff for kids. I think it's called 12th Rock. I think it is.
Oh, I don't know.
I have
know.
The card
I don't
in
know
my
where
wallet.
The...
I believe it's 12throck.org. And what they do is they run a camp for kids. And I found out that they do archery for the kids. And I was asked, you know, would I come up to the camp when the kids are doing the archery and stuff like that, and you know, would I be willing to volunteer in the summer to, you know, help the kids out? And you know, I told them, I was like, if we're still in the area come mm-hmm. the time when this goes on, you know, sure, you know, I'll go and show the kids and, you know, teach the kids in, you know, a nice smooth way. Actually, yes, it is called 12th Rock. I just looked it up. But very nice guy. He was there shooting with his son, with his daughter, and they're both young. They're probably 8 and 10, 8 and 11 maybe.
Oh, okay.
Both very young kids. Very nice, very friendly. You know, the little boy asked me 100 questions about the bow and what's this and what's that, and you know, he's curious, so you just answer any question he can come up with. I don't care, whatever, ask away, man. You
but
know?
Why?
That's fine. But yeah, that's why? What I'm saying. Well, I didn't really get. Actually, he did ask me that. The one question was the but why was why do I have the sidebar?
Okay.
And he didn't realize that his sight had a level on it.
Okay.
And I explained to him, well, when you have the proper grip and you're pulling as much weight as I do, the bow has a tendency to move. So what this sidebar does, it applies weight to that side. So when I loosen my grip, the bow automatically levels itself. It's in a specific spot so that when I repeat my pull every time, the bow's in the same exact level spot every time. And he like looked at his dad like, can I have one?
Can I have one?
I'm like, oh, man, did I start that? My bad.
Can I have one of those?
Yeah, it's but very, 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 very cool. So, you know, if I don't get the transfer, if I don't get my promotion or whatever we're trying to attempt at my job, it'll give us like another like little thing to do, you know, help some kids out with archery. And, you know, he said that some of the little, especially the some of the, I guess the girls that go, whatever, they're, girls shooting bows and this and that. And it's kind of like, you know, you can show them that, yes.
Oh, wait, you're volunteering me too?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You volunteer me. I'm horrible at teaching people. I'm learning.
No, you're not.
I'm still learning.
Okay, so are they. They're going to be shooting Genesis bows, which are more so the super grow with you bow.
Right.
But it's just going to be, okay, you know, get them to line up right, footwork, whatever. All the stuff you know how to do. I mean, you know the form. You do it over and over and over. It's all about the reps and stuff. And these kids are just going to be like, oh, it's going to be like the same reaction you had when you first shot the Martin. That first arrow, you were like, oh, dude.
Oh, yeah, the recurve.
You know, that was awesome.
Yep.
That arrow just took off and I hit the target. Oh,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and especially for kids, it's a bunch of kids, you know. If it'd be something nice, you know. I'm sure grandma and grandpa will have no problem watching Anthony.
Yeah.
I mean, geez. So, oh, we're going to go help some kids learn archery, which is really cool. And I'm like, oh, my God, we'll take Anthony. Don't worry about it, you know.
Yeah.
So, and it's just something to give back to the area, too, a little bit. Help the kids out. But that'll be something that's, like I said, it's not till May or June.
Yeah, so, we still have a while.
Yeah, we still have months. So I told him, I said, yeah, you know, if I'm still in the area, you know, I'll definitely come down there, and when you do the archery, I'll give the kids a lesson, and you know, they go from there and see how they do, because apparently, I mean, they do like soccer and basketball, and
it's good,
like all sorts of,
it's good to have kids involved and stuff like that,
right? And that's what I think too. I mean, who knows, maybe you can go there and some kid gets introduced to the fact that, oh, man, archery is actually kind of like a sport. Mm-hmm. You know, not that I really recognize archery as a sport, because I don't like putting the sport title on it, because I shoot because I like to shoot.
Well, sport is just a classification for them,
right,
as an
right.
activity.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, they call cheerleading a sport, so I guess everything is a sport. Ping pong is a sport.
Oh, man, there's some crazy people in ping pong. I mean, them dudes are rifling balls at like 100 miles an hour.
Okay, then let me just go back to the cheerleading. Cheerleading's a sport. I mean, seriously. Dodgeball's a sport.
If you can't dodge a wrench, you can't dodge a ball.
Yeah. But,
but, I mean, it is good. I mean, you know, looking forward to next week, as always. I mean, we'll have some new toys, which will be cool.
We'll have some new stuff.
See what happens in the interim here, between looking at some more arrows and whatever else we come up across. You know, eventually I'm going to end up getting that the sear release, and we'll see how we do.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to decide, do I want to do 3-finger or 4-finger again? But
we'll see.
We'll see what happens. You know, there's always more to come and more to do, and different arrow rests to try, and you know. Keep seeing how you do with your single pin sight and everything.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
All right, folks. Well, everyone have a nice week, and we will be back next weekend with something new, hopefully. You guys have a nice week. Go out and get some shots in.
Yes.